RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Chime Time. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
Recording early Saturday morning, 9:12, because we're here for the D-Gens out there in WEEI and Betting Nation. What's up, Sean Time? How are you?
What's up, Mutt, man? I'm wonderful. How are you today?
You and I are both out and out of the house early. You were getting ready for the producer show. How was the producer show this morning on WEEI?
Wonderful. We talked about a live concert experience because Tyler was at a concert last night. And we
By himself. Kind of a loser move. I mean, that's kind of an interesting move by Tyler to go to that.
Yeah. I mean, hey, man, all power to you if that's what you like to do. Good for you. He said the concert bug as of late, he said. So I don't blame him. And then we talked a lot about the Patriots, and I yelled about the Patriots for 25 minutes. So it was
that's
good.
Why the people comment on Twitter saying just an angry little guy now. Just
yeah, everybody angry. Thinks I'm a just a joyless prick, I believe is the words were used.
I wouldn't say that. You're joyful. That's
I was
sure.
I was once compared jolly. To Santa Claus with how jolly I was. So
you could play Santa at really any. Holiday Christmas party, which you could rent yourself out for, by the way. You lose money betting this baseball football season. You can jump into being a Santa for
That's
people.
That's smart. Well, if you're betting the overs on all the NFL preseason games, you're undefeated. So you'd be making a lot of money.
So we both were out of the house early this morning. And what was in the air, Chris Schein? One word for what was in the air this morning.
Coolness?
Football! It felt like football weather! Jesus, Mary and Joseph, pray for you. Didn't it feel like football this morning?
It sure did. I gotta be honest with you. It felt like September. It felt like it should have been like week two of the NFL season. I for one, am just beyond excited. I watched some of the Green Bay San Francisco game last night.
Sure you did. You know why? Because Trey Lance dropping dimes, Jordan Love dropping dimes. My son and I watched that game. At one point, Scott Hansen went from that game to another game, and my son sat up on the couch and said, "Is this red zone for preseason?" Dad, check the red zone channel. That's the guy that does red zone. No, they're doing pop-ins at other big games. But I watched Jalen Hurts last night connect with Dallas Goddard.
Yep,
I watched
out of bounds.
Zach Wilson blow out his ACL in a preseason game. I watched it all, and then today – it felt like football getting out of the house, and a thought came to my head on August 13th. It's never come to my head like this early. I might be moved for a pumpkin beer today. It felt like pumpkin beer weather on August 13th.
Ooh, you want to know? I know. What else? You want to know what else? There's eight football games on today, Mutt. 8 of them. So
there's 8 games on today.
Yeah, there's 2 games at 1, a game at 4, a game at 7, 7:30, 8, 9, and 10.
Are these on the NFL Network for me?
Yes. So it looks like at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them are on the NFL Network at least.
All right. We have that. We have the golf. We have Saratoga. Honey, I'll be on the couch. Well, I guess I can go watch. I can watch outside on my phone and pretend I'm outside. So we're obviously in a good mood this morning. I want to thank Alex Verdugo for putting me in a good mood. He had a double last night and a single. 3 extra bases easily cleared the total of 1.5 that DraftKings posted. That was an easy prop winner last night at Fenway, and a big win for the Red Sox against the Yankees, Chris Schott.
Massive win for the Red Sox. I might even consider betting on the Red Sox today. And I mean, Tommy Pham came up big, didn't quite hit the over 1.5 total bases for me, but he won them a game last night. So, I mean, I knew he'd have an impact one way or another.
Sure did, and he had a great line after the game. We don't get paid for overtime. That's why we like to win quickly.
Amen. Amen, Tommy Pham.
All right, so you mentioned tonight, it is Cutter Crawford and Frankie Montas. Your pitching matchup, we have a Red Sox line. They're getting a run and a half at home, minus 130. Yankees laying the run and a half, plus 110. Over-under is 9, no significant action either way. Red Sox rate plus 125. Moneyline favorite, Scheim. I have a prop bet for tonight that I want to put the people on. So what are you thinking? I'll let you go first. Red Sox and Yankees in primetime tonight there at Fenway Park.
So, Mutt, I don't know if you know this, but Frankie Montas has not been good in his last four starts. He has gone 3 innings, 5 innings, 3 innings, 1 inning in his last four starts.
Yikes.
And so my bet is going to be against Frankie Montas. It's not necessarily for the Red Sox, but I just don't think Montas is going to come out and pitch well. He got absolutely shelled in his first appearance with the Yankees. So I'm going to go under 15.5 outs recorded. That's at even money, too, which is one of the reasons I like it so much. So he goes, if he only goes 5 innings, we cash. And that's as far as he's gone in his last four games. So I like the under of Frankie Montas outs recorded tonight.
Looking here for a second. I want to pull this up. I had the wrong line. I was all excited about a line that's gone. I want to pull the numbers first. So Frankie Montas, a right-hander. Rafael Devers, Chris Scheimer, left-hander, of course.
Yes.
He is 5-for-8 lifetime with 2 doubles against Frankie Montas.
I think I know where this is going.
Pretty significant. You can get even money today if you'd like to bet over 1.5 total bases on Rafael Devers at plus 100. Feels like a very fun bet to me.
Mm-hmm.
Could be profitable. And if you think Rafael Devers is going to have a day hitting, if you think I think Rafael Devers gets a couple hits today, owns Frankie Montas there at Fenway Park, he's looking good, you can get over 1.5 hits at 2-1. So I'm just saying, if you're feeling good about Rafael Devers like I am, you get 1.5 bases at even money. You get 1.5 hits at 2-1. And I feel like it's a big night for Rafael Devers tonight at Fenway Park.
I love that.
It's the guy he's smoked.
I might dabble in that over 1.5 hits for Devers tonight.
We've already been to the great state of New Hampshire this morning, Scheim. We have a bunch of golf action for day three. The only Thursday, Willie Z is alive and well. Will Zalatoris, young William
yes.
Goes 7-under yesterday.
Yes, sir.
After struggling on the front nine, got locked into the back nine. He is squarely back in it. So we got that alive. And then today, my boy Cam Young, who I love rooting for, needed a birdie on 18 yesterday to make the cut. Hit the 12-foot birdie putt, ice water in his veins. He might be going to live. I'm not sure, but I got him at 3-1 to finish top 20. So if he goes 4-500 this weekend, we'll get 3-1 on Cam Young. So we place that today. Any other golf betting before I have one sports radio football question for you?
Yeah, I kind of doubled down a little bit on Sihi Thagala. I have a top 10 bet on him at just shy of 2.5-1.
He's right there.
Yep, so he is squarely in the mix. I also have a top 10 bet on Colin Morikawa.
Oh!
My guy's in the game, so of course I'm going to dabble a little money on him. Outside of that, I haven't put any new bets in from... for the weekend, so I may go up to New Hampshire actually at some point today and take a look. And see
it is
how
funny how
goes.
you get your favorites in golf, like guys you're just confident betting on, guys you want to root for.
Yep,
it's different than teams. I don't know what, but it's different than teams.
We're alive with Willie Z. I'm alive with Sahith, and now I got a little money on Colin Morikawa. So I'm happy. I'm gonna have some fun this weekend.
One sports radio question for you. We joked about it yesterday. What did you think of Belichick's post game with those guys after the game Thursday night?
It's just Belichick kind of being a douche, to be honest.
Andy Hart kind of looked at me sideways when I said this on the air, but I was thinking about driving home. Like, obviously, Bill Belichick is professional, but I thought his commentary to those guys was like the way he's responding. I thought was unprofessional. Like
yeah,
at one point,
don't worry like, about it. And great,
great, yeah, that like, was
I, why do
that's
you need
the
clarity?
One chime. Yeah, like. And
it's a Phil Perry, right? It was a very fair and even keel question from Phil Perry. It was not argumentative. It wasn't like an attacking question by any means. He just asked a question, and it's Phil Perry. It's a guy that's been around. It's not some, national media jabroni who's asking the question. And Bill comes at him with like, great. Like, why do you need clarity? Like, what? What are we doing? What is going on? It's week one of the preseason. All Belichick has to say is, yeah, we'll figure it out. We're going through the process. Or, yeah, we'll have a guy come a regular season. And all that kind of goes away. Do they ask again maybe who it's going to be?
Of course they do.
Yeah,
because they're doing their jobs.
And then
yes.
He goes back to, yeah, we're going through that process. Like, that's all it needs. It would, everything would have blown over if he answered it like that. That's it. That's all he needed to do. And instead, he was aggressive. Yeah. It was
dismissive.
Unprofessional. Yeah,
like, very,
dismissive.
I'm glad, because I was like, the way Andy looked at me was like, well, and maybe he's just beaten down to it. Like, maybe he's been in those rooms so many times that, like, it just doesn't affect him anymore. But think about that. Bill always, like, does this line, was like, well, we know you guys have a job to do. Well, if you do, you're sarcastically saying back to Phil Perry, great, great, in the middle of his answer. Right? This wasn't on right there. Like, in the middle of his answer, basically talked over and said, great. Like, you would, like, say to, like somebody you're annoyed with, like, in a bar altercation.
Yeah,
like, and someone's like, Bill, spills a beer on you, and they're like, oh, sorry, I'll buy another drink. And like, oh, great. Like, that was Belichick.
And Phil was only trying to explain, like, why they were asking the questions, right? Because, like, it was, I think Phil kind of repeated a question that Andrew Callahan and somebody else before him had.
Yep.
And so Phil was like, to be honest with you, it's just because it's unconventional for us. It's something that we haven't really seen. And Belichick interrupts him with, great. And Phil's like, well, we're just looking for clarity. He's like, don't worry about it. Like, what are we, like, what? Like, what?
It was
of course
weird.
We're going to worry about it. It's literally the reporter's job to worry about it. And these guys, to their credit, who are generally very positive about the team over the last 22 years, like, that guys have been covering this team. Guys like Mike Reese and Tom Curran and Phil Perry, guys who are relatively positive about the Patriots, are no longer positive about the Patriots. And Belichick's not helping that.
Yeah, I want to get your thoughts on it. Because maybe Andy was like, oh, it's just Belichick being Belichick. And I thought this one was different. So I'll be curious to – I bring this up because I wanted your opinion on it.
Can I be also, completely honest?
Yeah.
My patience with Bill Belichick is running very thin.
Really?
I'm really? I am nearly done with Bill Belichick. Especially if this season, if the Patriots suck, if they are – garbage, if their offense, especially in the first couple weeks, doesn't even look competent or competitive, what are we doing? Like, that's the point I will be at, because this is all, like, and if it works out, then you know what, he's the genius and I'm the buffoon, I am the jester in the court, and I understand. But from an outsider's perspective, someone who loves the game of football, who tries to study it as best he can, and for not having played it like Wiggy or Fourier and not having coached at the highest level, like, just a guy who loves the sport, all of these moves that he has made this offseason look like I would be making them in Madden, or like some 7-year-old would be making them in Madden. And so
I think the 7-year-old would spend way over the cap and get good players.
You're right. And you know what? You're probably right. And he probably would have gotten some good play. He probably would have traded for A.J. Brown on draft day. So for me, like, it's a culmination, I think, of the last 3 years. We talked about it on the previous show this morning. Like, 2019, the ending to that season stunk. Then all of a sudden, Brady's out the door. You have no backup plan. Cam Newton walks in here. He stinks. The team isn't very good anymore. All of a sudden, you have a losing record for the first time in forever. Mm-hmm. And then people are all excited about Mac Jones, but you had a good first half of the season, and after that win streak, you fell flat on your face. You got absolutely pumped by Jonathan Taylor and the Colts, and then you got pumped not once but twice by your division opponents, the Buffalo Bills, to the point where they didn't have to punt in the span of 2 games. And that's a team that has always been like the little brother to you guys. And all of a sudden now they are embarrassing you on a football field. And so I'm getting to the point where it's like, what are we even doing? Like, maybe this was just all Tom Brady, and it was, and I am like right on the edge of being like, Bill Belichick is an average coach, and Tom Brady was the entire reason for this dynasty.
Yeah, he's got a couple of years to prove that's not the case, and I think the reason why that commentary was so interesting is I want to know if it's the beginning of this how he's going to be all year, Sean. Like, if the team is struggling,
100% it is,
and they got the coordinator, they could barely. Forget calling plays for Patricia. They were having trouble getting the plays in with Patricia, which is, you know, thinking
and
back on now, he should have
back and forth.
He should have coordinated the whole. He should have called every play of every game to get himself ready to do it. Because I guarantee, beginning of the season, he's going to be less prepared than he could have been if they just said, hey, Matt, you're calling the plays in the regular season. We need you to call every play right now. Forget Billy Yates and the offensive line. Just focus on that because that's an important part of what we're going to do. So it's a whole other subplot to this. And, yeah, my annoyance is going to be if this offense takes some major step backwards and it's like some, you know, again, I think Bill thinks he can run to like a 1994 Cleveland Browns offense with Leroy Horde and then still win. So if we get that sort of huge step backwards offensively where they're not like a not forward-thinking offensive team, that's but more than the commentary to the media, him taking this offense backwards and potentially sort of handcuffing, you know, what Mac Jones can do and dumbing it down for other guys and coaches who can't coach it up at a PhD level like Josh could, that'll be my annoyance. But I can tell this is going to be a topic for us all year because Shine went an all-time rant on a Saturday morning at like 9:26.
Yeah, I am just all over the place with this because it's just I'm losing my mind.
Like, I like it. No, like you're passionate about it.
People were making all these excuses for why the offense is struggling in training camp. Like, oh, they're innovating. They're using McVay-style runs. They're using the Shanahan-style offensive pieces. They did none of that in preseason week one, by the way. And another thing, too, those zone runs that everybody thinks that are Shanahan and McVay-specific, Dante Scarnecchia outright said to us, well, they've been doing that on the New England Patriots for 20 years. Like, it's always been in the playbook to do an outside zone run. And as Wiggy explained on the air, all it is that whoever's double-teaming, you find out, you know where the double-team is on the offensive line, and the goal is get through the double-team, get to the second level to open up space to get to the linebacker. That's all it is. And it's not that hard. It's an evaluation of talent thing. It's a process thing. Like he says we're going through a process. Yeah, well, Bill, right now your process looks like it sucks. So figure it out.
Wow. You turned this on to get betting advice, folks, and you got an absolute all-time Saturday morning rant.
Sorry, I had to do it.
I mean, this is pent up here. I'm glad. I feel like we had a little lay down on the couch, a little session with the doctor here today, Chris.
Thank you, Mutt. I appreciate your time. I know you'll be sending me the bill later.
No bill. It's all free between friends. What's the you're golfing too early tomorrow for us to do a podcast.
Yes.
So letting people know now there will not be a Sunday podcast. That will not be a thing during the football season, but until we get football on Sundays, there's no real need to force it because you're going to be teeing it high and letting it fly. Super
I do want to mention a bet for tomorrow, though. If you are inclined on betting the NFL preseason, the Las Vegas Raiders are playing tomorrow against the Minnesota Vikings, as Mutt and I discussed. Josh McDaniels is, what, 8-0 in preseason games, something like that?
Pretty good, yep.
Yeah, so I would take a look at maybe betting the Raiders if you can find the right angle there because they tend to win just about every preseason game, like the Ravens apparently as well, now won 21 in a row or something
That's
like that.
Kind of silly. Meanwhile, we have a podcast here. You're listening to it. You can subscribe to us and help us out. That means you get the podcast directly when it's uploaded by our buddy Chris Scheim, iTunes, Spotify, and the Odyssey app. BetQL Boston on Twitter, and Scheim's going to have a great, great weekend of golf. I can feel it. You're going to come in Monday refreshed, ready to go for a big Monday.
I am going
to
be speaking of jolly Monday, I am going to be a jolly little elf, let me tell you.
We'll talk to you then, buddy. Thank you.
Can't wait, Mud. I'll see you then.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.